You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Gentlemen, lovers, and friends, oh my goodness, number one, first things first, unconditional love, light, appreciation, joy, and laughter from our hearts to all of those mothers out there on this beautiful Mother's Day of 2014. Wow. If there's one classification of women in our society that I just love, just so deliciously and unconditionally, it is mothers. It is moms. Madres, mothers, mudras. Mudra moms. Right, Ruse?
I love you, Mom.
Everybody, welcome Ruse in the studio with us today.
Boom, 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 boom.
We got a high-vibing brother always here shedding and spreading our love light linen into liquid jello-like appreciation. Today's show, we're going to be talking about, yep, you guessed it, mothers. But what specifically do we want to focus on is really evaluating your level of appreciation, your level of gratitude. Do you ever like gauge how much you like tell your mom you love her? And not just like on Mom's Day, but just in general. You ever just like, wow, Mom, I just like woke up this morning and reminded myself of all of those times that you sacrificed like everything for me and like did so much greatness. You changed my diaper. You kept me like safe from people that you thought would like harm me, like put yourself in harm's way. Like you did all these crazy things for me. And now I'm just like, Mom, do you have any money? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're whatever age you grow up, you're like, you know, you don't think about that. So today, the vibration station is going to plant a reminder, a seed of remembrance in your consciousness. And that is remember to thank the mothers. It's the name of today's episode. Remember to thank the mothers. So, Ruse, if there's one man that I know on this planet understands and appreciates and loves and just gives your full-on, unconditional, pure, deliberate goodness, greatness to, it's women. You just love women. You're always talking about women. You talk about like how delicious they are and beautiful and how they're the goddesses of the planet. And I completely agree. Shed a little bit of knowledge on us, Ruse. about the importance of, I mean, everybody knows the importance of a mother, but I guess tap us in. You know what I mean? Tune us in, turn us on, and tap us in.
Well, it's a very broad subject.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
But we will attempt.
We will look at it. We will look at it through the eyes of Source, right? Through the eyes of one that only understands the pure and unconditional love that comes from a mother's heart.
I think the best way also to look at it is you must look at it from a perspective of a lover. To really understand women, you must be a lover of women.
Indeed.
So let's break it down, right? Let's say this is the significance of a mother. Now, something I'm going to say here might blow your mind.
Okay.
And upset you at the same time.
Okay. But sometimes that's good.
It is very good. So let's look at the importance, right? Let's look at the making of babies.
Okay.
Okay. So how do we make a baby? We take a man.
Well.
Right?
You take
a woman.
Yes.
Right? They have some lovemaking.
Yes.
And the man releases.
Yes.
She receives.
Indeed.
Right? And then the baby process happens.
Indeed.
Now, we have we have a society where we believe the significance is in the releasing. So I'll use this metaphor. If I take a seed of an apple,
right,
and I simply place it on the top soil, never generating inside the soil, just on top,
right,
nothing will happen.
Right.
There will never be a birthing process of that seed into an apple tree.
Right.
But once the germination process happens, once the seed goes into the earth,
right,
is received,
right,
then it can grow, right? So let's say the significance of women comes down to that they are so responsible for life coming into the earth.
Yeah.
Now, people say, well, what about the dude? He has the seed. That's fine. He has the seed. But let's break it down. You know, dudes, you do nothing except for just releasing. Yeah. Everything else is done from her.
Right.
Everything she eats, the whole growing process happens inside of her body. Now, that in its own is a miracle. Again, we have a society that glorifies the masculine, right, and oppresses the feminine. We can see that especially in Eastern countries, right? We can definitely see it in the Western world because we see a lot of objectification of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
But if we actually look at it impartially, right, and practically, you will see that the significant species is a female.
Yes.
And without her, nothing happens. Now we look at the process of birth. The first thing that's created inside there, that embryo, is a human heart.
Mm.
From there, the tongue comes out and every other extremity. So the female, because of the power of her heart, which is what? Which is compassion, understanding, love.
Yes.
Because of that, she can give birth to other hearts. Now, another way to look at it is if we look at our world, right, and we look at villains and monsters, criminals, you would see them mostly as male figures.
Yes.
This is not by accident. It's because the male figure doesn't embody the same heart as a woman. Scientifically, it's said that the woman's heart beats faster than a man's heart.
Wow.
Now,
so go on. What does that represent? You know what I mean?
Well, there's this research based on heart math, which is an institute out of Stanford.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And they do scientific studies surrounding the heart.
Wow.
And so they've discovered that the heart has a magnetic and electrical field.
Yes.
And it's significantly larger than the brain's.
Yeah.
So we say, okay, the human heart has this. Now, when I said the woman's heart beats faster, that literally means her magnetic field, her electric magnetic field of her heart is greater than the man's.
Wow, okay.
There's a really powerful saying. I'll read it to you. It is from an individual by the name of Yogi Bhajan.
Okay.
I might not be pronouncing that part right. The quote's very beautiful. It says, if a woman sits with folded hands in her lap for a few minutes every day and feels she is a container so vast that she contains the whole universe, she will never feel weak or have any problems. Wow. There is nothing beyond woman except God. So fundamentally, when you have an understanding that God is right in front of you and she's sitting right beside you, the quality of your life will change.
Yeah.
See, I'm not discounting the male God, but let's look at the real people. The male God that we have is judgmental, persecuting, right? It will send you to hell if you don't do good. It will reward you only if you do good. So it's very much like how a father would treat a child. But in the essence, if you look at the universe, you really see it more as a motherly energy because it's unconditional. It's compassionate. Now, look at the earth. It's not an accident. We call it Mother Earth.
Truth.
Right? We have this mother nature. It's because a child bonds mostly with the mother.
Right.
Now, when I say she's a miracle, she is. Not only does she create life, her body makes food for life.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, we have a society that has dishonored the feminine. When we have a society that honors the feminine, we will not have violence. We will not have poverty. We will not have disease. We will not have any of the problems that exist in our world today.
Yes. It's so true. Because that is the crux of alignment of energy. Right? When you understand the power behind a woman, right? When you understand the power behind your perception of a woman, especially your perception of your own mother, right? Or your lover, or your, whichever woman that is close to you in your life, whichever significant woman, and you treat them with that level of respect and that alignment of energy, man. You're on a powerful wave. You're on a powerful wave. And you're not only benefiting, right? You're not only benefiting, you know, the person by, you know, looking at them that way, right? You're benefiting yourself. That's the whole basis of, you know, giving appreciation. Is it's a win-win situation. Is seeing the beauty in everything. Seeing her as a blessing, as a gift. You know what I mean? So yeah, Bruce, thank you so much. I love you so much. You have such these,
you love
just
you,
have like the most amazing perspectives, and you're always so right with it.
It's well, she's juicy. It's so easy. Let's just really look at it, people. True, men, women, you're listening. You really know this in your heart.
Yes.
She is juicy.
Truth.
She is really yummy.
Truth.
Right?
Truth.
No matter what shape. I mean, mountains are shaped like her hips.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
The way that her skin feels like a rose petal.
Yeah.
You know, the color of her lips is the color of roses.
Yeah.
You see, so you are juicy.
Right.
And the most beautiful thing that I love, because guys, you can hear this. Guys know this, right? You go up to a woman, you say, dang, you're beautiful. Now, this woman can be a drop-dead gorgeous number 10, right? But you've seen this guy. She says, no, I'm not beautiful. Right? She doesn't feel beautiful. The most beautiful woman doesn't feel beautiful. Yeah. You know what's beautiful? Being able to watch a beautiful person not feel beautiful. You know, how beautiful is that?
Yeah.
What I want to say is there's never been anything wrong with women.
Yeah.
It's not called womankind. It's called mankind. And men, it's okay to take responsibility. This feeling of guilt you feel in your heart when you think of a violence against women, when you think of abuse against women,
oh, that's,
regardless if you're an abuser.
That is disgusting. That's like the...
Now, the guilt like that the you feel in your heart low. Is yeah. because you are love. Embrace that guilt. Cry for your man. Cry for the woman. Be her. You see, if you really watch a woman, right, she feels empathy, which is a very, very powerful skill.
That
because
is
true. It allows you to feel and really be present.
Right.
So the reason men feel guilt in their heart, even though they've never been an abuser, is because they can feel the consciousness that has happened from mankind. So there's this yearning of unconsciously to take responsibility. That's why as men, you seek to be good fathers. You seek to be good supporters.
Truth.
You seek to be strong.
Truth.
Right? For your woman. Because subconsciously, you seek to make amends.
Right.
Now, when you do this consciously, not only does your quality of life changes,
right.
you give her the space to step into godhood.
Yeah.
When she steps into that space, through osmosis, everyone changes. Again, because her heart magnetic and electrical field is so much larger, because she has a very pure essence to the source,
wow.
when she makes change, the whole world changes.
Power! Power! So, dude, basically in a nutshell, that's a lot to take in, right? Off the bat. If you haven't heard that before, if you don't practice it, it's a lot. It's like a sledgehammer to the face. You know what I mean? Of like, whoa, what was that? You know what I mean? But it's because it's warping, right? It warps the kind of moment-to-moment perception of the way that we view things, of the way that we like. So, dude, you Ruse, you're such a high vibrational being. I swear, you're the incarnation of Buddha or Krishna or some phenomenal.
I'm the incarnation of someone who was born from a woman.
Yeah.
And that is magnificent. Now, I do feel blessed because I have this realization.
Truth.
You know what? I love the point you brought up. You said it's very difficult for people.
It is. And no, I was going to say, because of that thing, because it is difficult for people, right? I would say a step into this, a baby step, because it's all right. This is practice. It's practice of feeling better. It's a practice to not judge. It's a practice to, you know, not completely not judge, but to lessen judgment. It's a practice to focus more on gratitude and appreciation and the beauty in everything and the deliciousness in women and all the greatness, right? And there's greatness around us. And we're just focusing on women today because, you know, today is Mother's Day and today is the day for it, right? There is deliciousness and greatness and beauty and infinity and potential in everything from a tree to an electrical pole to a woman's heart to a computer screen. Do you know what I mean? We are all one and infinitely connected in this vast, ever-expanding pool of love. But today, right, obviously a woman is different. A woman's heart is substantially different than a computer screen. But you get the concept. I'm going in that there's greatness in everything. Women, even for a woman, Ruse, it might be difficult to perceive what you're saying, right? Because we have constructed our views. Every single time that you turn on the TV, there's a preconceived notion of, you know, a woman's role, a man's role. What do you see when you look at a sitcom and it's a family? Well, the husband in every single show. The husband is the man who goes to work, who makes the money, who comes home, and the woman makes the dinner and stays and raises the kids, and you know what I mean, right? And of course, there's this appreciation, but there's this very, very clear role. And I'm not saying there's anything bad with the role, right? There's nothing bad with the role. What I'm saying is that there's a new paradigm that's coming into place where there's an opportunity for a more equal exchange of energy, right? To where the woman is really appreciated for all that they do, right? Just as you were talking. A baby step into that is starting with compassion. Just finding, right? Now, we're not saying, I mean, if you can do this, awesome, right? Like, just be, oh my God, I love everyone everywhere, every time. This is amazing. Oh my God, yeah, you're so delicious. You're so, you know, like, if you can get on that vibration and ride it, that's amazing. And ride it for as long as you can and milk it, because you're only going to be, you know, creating a positive momentum for yourself and the ones that you love. But if you can, if that's a little too hard to jump into, if you want to, try to start with compassion, right? Just look at your mom and think about a time or a few times that she was just there for you. Like, you're just like, damn, I needed her most. And she was there, you know, and just try to focus on that and feel that feeling. Put yourself in that feeling when you needed your mom and she showed up and you saw her car pulling up, or you saw her face, or you saw her walking up, or she was at the front door, whatever it was. And you just were like, mom, like, just focus on that, milk that. And that is the type of energy, that's the kind of momentum that will lead you, that will spiral you, right, Ruse, into what we were talking about, into that greater and more powerful understanding. And I mean, we wouldn't be taking the time to talk to you about this if it really didn't improve quality of life. And I'm still really, Ruse has introduced this to me, which is amazing. Like, this new found kind of perspective of women, right, in general, which I am so grateful for. And you are such an enlightening individual, and I love you so much. And it's really, it's shown me like a lot about myself. It's shown me a lot about what society has kind of what I've allowed society to construct for me and to tell me what I view and whatnot, and you things that you haven't even thought about that you've made, you know, conscious judgments on without even knowing. You know what I mean? It's crazy. You're like, oh my God, I don't even know where I picked that up. But like, I feel that way. I don't even know why I feel that way, but I feel that way. We should change this, right? Like, it's amazing. It's amazing. So, you know, take baby steps into this. And what I'm trying to tell you, and I can speak for Ruse as well, the whole basis of this is improving quality of life. Right? Everything revolves around quality of life. Your happiness, you know, what the way that it's all quality of life. It's all quality of life. And it all starts within you. It all starts in your heart. It all starts by the way that you feel, by the thoughts that you think, by your reactions to your surroundings, right? Your reactions to your imaginations, to your dreams. Just approach it easier, you know? And a wonderful way to start is with your mother, is with women. Because they're so amazing and they're so easy to just unconditionally love. They're so easy to unconditionally appreciate, right? How can you come home? It doesn't matter the kind of day you've had. How can you come home to an amazing woman, right? Who's done everything for you? Let it be your mother. Let it be your girlfriend, your wife, your sister, your friend. It doesn't matter. Right? Just a woman in that feminine energy like Ruse talks about so deliciously. And, you know, how could you be mad after they're waiting for you and loving you and giving their appreciation? And it's really all perception. It's really all perception. And if you approach them like that, if you approach them as if they're already giving you love and appreciation, like they will, you know?
Thinking of like this too. Here's another practical tool that one can use, like Dave was saying. I myself have been working on this for many years. So think of it like this. No matter who you are, right, man or woman, you have the ability to have a six-pack, correct?
Truth.
But not everybody has a six-pack.
Exactly.
What does it take to get a six-pack? You got to have a good diet, and you got to exercise and do sit-ups and whatever other kind of crunches you got to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that shows you that to get somewhere, to achieve something takes time. But it takes devotion and dedication.
Yes.
Right? And focus. And whatever energy you put into it will give you the mass out of it.
Yes.
So one thing that I would suggest to people, be very rational and practical with life.
Yes.
And when you want to make a change, first thing that's going to occur is a revolution within you. The revolution will now start to question everything you know.
Yeah.
So for me, what I start to do is I be very practical. I go, okay, imagine your life without women. Imagine your life without women. Now start to imagine your life with women.
Man.
What does a woman add to your life? Start there. Once you have made a list, let's say of five things that a woman adds to your life, now every day practice on appreciating those five things that women bring into your life. And then as you get stronger, appreciate more things. First, it might be physical. It might be mental or emotional or other things. Then you get to notice the little things that you appreciate about her.
Yeah.
Then you get to notice that life is her. Life was from her. And without her, there is no life. And then you become like Rumi. Or you become like these very powerful beings that fall in love.
Yeah.
With this divine sense of a woman.
Yeah.
You know? And I know it's hard for women to see, and both men. Mostly men. It's harder for women to see this than it is for you to see them. Because you must understand, you're in the position of the lover.
Right.
Right? So she can't really see this herself.
Right.
Because she is from the other side. You know, so she's looking at you. She falls in love with your personal energy. Now, if you look at the energy of a man and woman, man is like unwavering consciousness. He has this sense of presence and strength, very grounded.
Right.
Woman's energy is like translucent. It's open. It's like the ocean.
True.
Like imagine if you threw your hands up in the air.
Right.
That's what kind of like a woman is. She's very open, very free, very flowing.
Like, yeah. Like willing to, you know, go with opportunity and like feel intuition, like
yes.
Very kind of like tapped in to like what feels right, you know, where,
so from your position, right. You're able to see that. So from her position, it's a little harder, especially with society today, with all these conditionings and mass media and body types and
truth,
all these other things that women have to go through.
You have to look this way to feel loved, you know, like you have to look this way to be complete. You know what I mean? Like that type of mentality.
Yeah. So start with little things.
Right.
They might not be physical. I think one of the hardest things for a woman to look at is her physical body.
Of course.
But really, if you were a man, let me tell you something, ladies. Let me be real with you, okay? Let me be really real, 100% real. If you were a man.
100% real.
If you were a man, you would just jump women. It doesn't matter what shape you are. Or what you look like. We love you.
You are
juicy. First of all, you have breasts, you have booties, and you have hips. None of these which we have, okay? I'm talking about a heterosexual male.
Truth.
Okay?
Truth.
And a heterosexual woman.
Truth.
So in that sense, I know it's hard for you to focus on your body type, so maybe don't start there, you know? And then get to come to a point where you can appreciate how delicious you are because simply you have breasts. Simply you have a woman's foot. Simply you have a woman's lip. I mean, this takes a lot of work to get to.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but you can't get there.
Yeah.
And when you're there, what happens is you become so radiant that the outside world, all men start to approach you. See, women, you got to understand. You're trying to say, oh, I want the guy. I want this guy in my life. I have this perfect image of this dude. He's got to be this and that, right? You're not going to get it, ladies, when you don't think yourself as a queen.
That's true.
Right? If you think of yourself not a queen, guess what? You're going to pick up a semi-peasant. Or a wannabe prince.
Yeah.
Right? If you want a quality man, you gotta feel like you're a quality woman.
Yeah. That's so true. And not in a narcissistic way, not in like an egotistical way. We're not, and when we say like, you know, you are a queen, you are a goddess, like we don't mean like go necessarily right and be like, ah, get me whatever I want. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like how you've seen the typical, you know, you've seen the stereotypical, like, you know, like Beverly Hills, like spoiled girl that's just like, ah, daddy. You know what I mean?
That's
like
a princess. That's a queen.
Right. Okay.
Queen.
That is a queen.
Queen.
But I
feel. You see, when we label things.
Right.
We're basing them on conditioning, right?
Well, what I'm saying is for the listeners. I'm just saying to clear for the listeners because they. Necessarily, when you say woman is a queen, right, the first thing that you kind of think of, at least for me, and that's my own conditioning, is like a girl that's like, mm-hmm. like, get me what I, like, here, where are you now? Like, hello, you know what I mean? Like, we're not, what I'm saying to the listeners is we are not encouraging that for women. We are not encouraging them to be like, oh my God, I'm the shit, I can do anything, like, we're encouraging you to realize that you are so delicious and so amazing and so beautiful and so, like, you are the essence and purity and divinity and, like, great pureness of life, and honor that and cherish that and know that you are that and feel like you are God because you are, right?
Yeah, and also, ladies, if it does take for you to become like that, like that,
we are all
to become that little princess.
If it takes
that, it's okay. Men been doing it for thousands of years. It's called ego, and there is a positive sense of ego because it builds confidence. And if you're a woman who has very low confidence, then it will be okay in the beginning, right?
True. As long as you are not dependent upon this,
yes,
to sustain your confidence.
Yes, it's a growing process.
It is.
You know, the thing about women, let me tell you something, they don't have as much ego as men. So even that.
Not nearly.
So even that Beverly Hills chick that's like that, really, you don't really get to know her. If you were her around her girlfriends, because the way that she acts around men is completely different than how she acts around her girlfriends.
True.
And then a woman will always be vulnerable. She can never be fully egotistical. It's very difficult because you got to look at her chemistry.
Right.
You have to look at how a woman is. She's a complete empath.
Right.
She can't go with life without feeling. Right. A man, on the other hand, can do that. You see, a man can go from work, be stressed, come home, and like unwind and be like, I'm done. Job's over there. Women cannot do that.
Yeah.
You know? So the thing is, if you look at it, women, it's okay at first to do that. Just trust yourself. One of the biggest mistakes that you're not doing is you're not trusting how powerful you are.
True.
So trust yourself.
That's big,
and start
right there.
Little by little.
Yeah. Trust the power. Trust how powerful you are. I love that. Allowing as opposed to going out and getting. You know what I mean? That's the same. Like, just allow for the power. Trust the power. And if you know the power, right? Then you see that there is no need to worry or stress or demand or frustrate, or you know what I'm saying? Because it's all good, and you are so loved, and everybody around you sees you as love, and you love everyone, and it's just this like self-perpetuating magnetic flow of greatness and expansion of like love, and it's just like, and that's that energy that we're talking about. Can you like, do you feel that though? Like, listeners, do you tap into that with us? Let us know. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Do you tap in with us? Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Let us know. Do you tap in with us? Do you feel us, right? So it's like when you see, we'll take a woman for today's example. Happy Mother's Day, all the beautiful, amazing mothers out there. We love you so much. Each and every single one of you are beautiful, delicious, amazing, divine, and aligned. So, you know, for the purpose of today's show, right, with a woman, what I'm saying here is it's so, like, there's such a different, excuse me, I'm stuttering over myself because there's this exact momentum that I feel within my body that I don't exactly know how to explain to the listeners. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. When you just completely fill yourself with seeing the beauty in someone else, and for the purpose of today's show, we will use women. When you look at a woman and you're like, I just appreciate everything about you. I appreciate where you came from. I appreciate what you are here to do. I appreciate everything. Do you see? Can you tap into that energy that is so self-perpetuating when you see that in her, and then she sees that you see that in her, so then she starts to see that within herself, and then she sees that in you because you see that in her, and then she's like, oh my God, I really appreciate this man for seeing this in me because I am beautiful. And then like you just remind her of something she's always known by seeing it in yourself. Like, can you tap into how gnarly and intense and beautiful that is? That's that energy that we're reaching for, that's present in front of us always and all the time. We're not reaching for it. It's a matter of just allowing it in, right? So like, listeners, that's what I'm talking about. It's just like you're opening this cord, right? You're, as Ruse and I were talking the other day, you're releasing the veil. You're bringing the veil down when you look at a woman or anything for that matter and see the greatness in it, see the beauty in it, see the divinity in it, see the alignment in it.
You know, the amazing thing about a woman also is when you give to her, it's like this. Imagine that I plant a seed and the earth gives me a tree with fruit. Mm. It's very similar to when you give a woman. When you give a woman a gift, she gives you back the ocean. You give her one drop, she gives you the ocean. True. And that's the amazing thing about women. And women, if you give to yourself, you will receive so much.
Yes.
So much more. And it's because of the quality of who you are. I would say fundamentally, the first thing you have to look at, and this is a very difficult thing to do, because we've been so conditioned to not like our bodies,
yeah,
to not like who we are,
yeah,
right, to not like our conditioning, where we're born, our jobs, whatever,
right.
So
we're conditioned to settle.
To settle, yes. But you know what? Let's settle with greatness.
Of course.
Okay. So one thing to get to this place. And this is the first level, right? This is your first Jedi course.
Yes.
On the path to mastery.
Yes.
Is you got to understand you're perfect.
Yeah.
You got to understand that the woman is perfect. There is nothing beyond women except God. Keep that phrase in your mind, and you have to repeat it over and over again. Once you have an ounce of that realization, you're there. Things will start to automatically change in your life. That's the hardest thing, and it's the only level you have to pass. Because look at it, you have this veil, right? I'm going to explain this. If you did not grow up in your world, right, and you never watched TV, you never saw a fashion magazine, and you never saw a woman. The first time you saw a woman in breasts, you'd probably be like, you know, you'd be like, whoa!
For the dudes out there. Yeah.
For the dudes. Yeah, absolutely. Even for a woman.
Even for a woman.
You're right. When you go into a room, either man or woman, your eyes directly go to the most ravishing woman.
It's true.
Automatically.
That's true.
At all times.
That's true.
So this is because it's so powerful.
Yeah.
So fundamentally, you got to come to the point that you see that this is essence. Beauty equals women. And that's all it is. All shapes, all sizes. Once you get that, everything we're saying, everything else would just fall into place.
Yeah.
So work on your self-image to get to that point. That's little by little, right. Every day.
And working, yeah, exactly, dude. That's power. That's power.
And also think about it. You bring life into the world. You're a miracle.
Yeah.
Who else does that? This is Mother's Day. We celebrate you because you brought us in.
Yeah. You are the miracle, right?
Wow. Yeah. You gave birth to a miracle, so that, therefore, through osmosis, you must be miraculous.
You must be miraculous. If that doesn't open your eyes, I don't know what will. Yes. Yeah, you know, I'm so grateful that that we had this show today. I feel like it's so important for the people, you know, especially of today's society and stuff, to really take into account everything that our mothers have done for us, especially on this day. It's just we forget, we tap out of it, right? And no matter where you're from, no matter where you are, no matter what your mom has or has not done for you, you know, she did put up with, you know, 9 months of pain and a few days of extreme pain and just like taking care of her body and loving you. And I mean, there's nothing greater than that. There's no greater love than that. And that's something that we need to take away from the day of today. Oh, we're sending you guys unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We gonna have you follow us on Twitter, Good Vibes Station, at Good Vibes Station on Twitter. We love you guys so much. Happy mothers. We love you, mothers. See you next Sunday. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all and all the silly games like we'll be used to play and see how fast we can smoke out of gore and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Till at moms get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X.